Recorded Books Incorporated presents an unabridged recording of Conversations with Rabbi Small by Harry Kemmelman, narrated by George Guidel. This work is copyrighted 1981 by Harry Kemmelman. This recording is copyrighted 1998 by Recorded Books Incorporated. In June, the rabbi went on a vacation. There, a girl appeared, unannounced, at his cabin door with a vital request: to lead her through a mystery as old as time itself. And now, Conversations with Rabbi Small.
Chapter 1. The vacation in the mountains was Miriam's idea. With the children going to camp, there was no reason why she and her husband, Rabbi David Small, had to stay in Barnard's Crossing all summer long. The Friday evening services ended in June, and there were no holidays until the celebration of the New Year in September. "There's just the minyan, and you're not needed for that," she said. "Yes, but why do we have to go away?" Rabbi Small asked plaintively. "Barnard's Crossing is pleasant in the summer. We're at the seashore. People come here for vacation." "People coming here can get a vacation," she pointed out. "But living here, you can't. People call you and come to see you just because you're here and available. The only way you can get a real vacation is by going somewhere where you can't be reached. And you need a vacation. You haven't been sleeping well and you've been irritable. A couple of weeks in the mountains will do wonders for you. Now, Gladys Shilkin was telling me about this perfectly wonderful hotel, strictly kosher." "A hotel?" "They have cabins scattered throughout the grounds, each one separate," Miriam hastened to explain. "And they are furnished with a little fridge and a hot plate and some dishes, so you can make your own breakfast or have tea in the afternoon without going up to the dining hall where you get lunches and dinners." "But what will I do there?" "You'll rest. You'll sleep late in the morning. You'll take a walk through the woods. You'll have a chance to read and to work on your Vilna Gaon paper." It wasn't that Rabbi Small really objected to taking a vacation. It was only that the idea had never occurred to him. So, mid-June found him and Miriam at Hotel Placid in Grenardsville, ensconced in a small rustic cabin with a screened porch that looked out on the valley and the mountains beyond. He had feared that as a rabbi staying at a kosher hotel...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?